Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
God bless America. I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment. Today, I am sure I'll upset somebody, actually many somebodies probably, because I'm going to talk just a bit about RFK, new vice presidential pick, and alternative candidates. So it's actually a little bit political. Now, I guess it's a lot political. And the reason I'm saying it might upset some people is because they'll be upset about what might happen with a third candidate or alternative candidate. I think Ross Perot probably got the most votes out of that process with about 20% of the vote. I don't know what will happen with RFK as some things are progressing along, but I tend to be an issues voter, although we have to grant that a lot of times the things that they campaign on, various politicians, aren't the things that we actually see when it all gets done. So that's part of the consideration, I suppose, for any of us. And I have my priorities and my defaults that I see and that I look for. And what I like, though, about one of these candidates when they come in is that they get both parties, usually of the major parties, to talk about things that might be uncomfortable to them, to talk about things that they would rather not focus on. And it's nice to see that sort of thing happen. Over in history will show us that as it goes along, there's conservative, there's liberal, the different candidates at different times. And each side says, oh, no, we can't do that because it'll cost our candidate votes. And that's true. Wherever it may be, those things can't happen. But you need to account for those in politics. They need to do that. And they're supposed to be addressing the needs of the voters, the needs of the greater good for the country. And so whichever side it is, this time it looks like it might affect Democrats a little more, but maybe not. We'll see how it goes. But I like the idea that when we have third-party candidates, as this one will be called, whether he stays independent or whether he gets in and goes to Libertarian in an attempt to get on the ballot, you can expect challenges. You can expect some things to try and keep him off the ballot in different areas. But at the same time, some things will have to be discussed that need to be done for the sake of all of us, and a third-party candidate does cause that to happen. I know I just said this a little earlier, but I'm stressing it, because that's one of the great benefits. You can say also, well, you're wasting your vote if you vote for one of those guys. I'm not saying I'm going to vote for him, but have you, for those of you that are listening to me out here, ever voted for someone who you just knew was going to lose, but you wanted your voice to be heard and you wanted to express your opinion and you wanted to vote so that you could at least have a voice? I've done that. I've done that more than once. So let's look at this as an opportunity to have an exchange of views for these folks, something that can help us all. Welcome onward, Mr. Kennedy, in terms of your issues. And as I always say, God bless America. I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.